All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks for the upcoming week in the National Football League, and week number 3 is already upon us. Didn't get things started on the right foot this past Thursday night as it took the Titans to win on the road, but it was the Jacksonville Jaguars who took care of their business as quarterback Gardner Minshew simply was too much for this Titans defense to handle. Now, with that said, we have 14 good games on tap for tomorrow as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 3 in the NFL season. Now, I'm going to get things started off in Western New York as the 2-0 Buffalo Bills are set to host the winless Cincinnati Bengals. Buffalo did pretty good for themselves in the tri-state area as their first two games of the season saw them beat the Jets and the Giants at MetLife. Now, this time around, the Bills get their home opener, and this team has to be flying high, especially going up against the winless Bengals. I look for the Bills' defense, which has really dictated things against both the Jets and the Giants, to do the same in this contest. Try to go out there and confuse Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton and force him into making some turnovers. I look at quarterback Josh Allen for Buffalo, and this youngster is really beginning to play with some confidence, and I think that will continue in this contest tomorrow, as I'm going to take Buffalo at home by the score of 24-14. Now in Arlington, you're going to have the 2-0 Dallas Cowboys taking on the winless Miami Dolphins. Dallas comes into this contest favored by 23 points, and I guarantee you that there are plenty of people out there taking the over in this contest. You look at the Dallas Cowboys, they really feel that they have what it takes to get to the Super Bowl this year. Quarterback Dak Prescott is playing well. Running back Ezekiel Elliott is running the football, and they have a defense that can get after people. You look at the hapless Miami Dolphins so far this season. They were taken behind the woodshed in week number 1 at home, courtesy of the Baltimore Ravens, and the defending Super Bowl champions New England Patriots did not let up on them last week en route to a 43-0 victory. Josh Rosen, the second-year quarterback out of UCLA, is expected to get his first start of the season for the Dolphins in this one, but it will not matter, and I'm going to take Dallas at home by the score of 41-13. Now, at Lambeau Field, you're going to have the undefeated Green Bay Packers hosting the winless Denver Broncos. Green Bay comes into this contest favored by a touchdown, but you look at the Packers, and they have really not played well so far this season, yet and still, they are 2-0. It's a week-to-week thing for quarterback Aaron Rodgers getting accustomed to the new system under head coach Matt LaFleur. But make no mistake about it, this Packers defense can bring the wood. And that's going to be important because we've seen a very stagnant Broncos offense so far this season under quarterback Joe Flacco. And I don't think it gets better in this one. Plus, I'm going to take Green Bay at home by the score of 30-17. Now, at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, it's the home opener for the 1-1 Indianapolis Colts as they are set to tangle with the Atlanta Falcons. And in this contest right here, you look at this Colts offense. And, you know, Jacoby Brissett, I don't think he's getting enough credit for the job that he was asked to do. He was asked to step in right away and fill the shoes, or not really fill the shoes for retired quarterback Andrew Luck, to just be himself. But it's still the spotlight that's on him, and he's done pretty good so far. 1-1 to begin the season, 1-1 on the road, and he very easily could have been 2-0. And that one victory did come within the division. I look at this Colts team, and basically, they're rallying around Jacoby Brissett because a lot of people really aren't giving the youngster a chance, but the kid can play. You look at this Atlanta Falcons team, they're flying high after their big victory last Sunday night at home versus the Philadelphia Eagles, but the Atlanta Falcons are a Jekyll and Hyde team. You simply don't know what you're going to get from them on a week-to-week basis. And I think the Colts are going to be amped up for this one at home. And I'm going to take the Colts and the Titans by the score of 23-20. Now, in Kansas City, it's the home opener for the 2-0 Kansas City Chiefs, and they are set to host the 2-0 Baltimore Ravens. The game time temperature calls for 74 degrees with possible rain, and that's going to be important because you have two of the most explosive offenses in the NFL, and the elements could slow them down in this one. These two teams did meet late in the season last year, and the Ravens gave the Chiefs a battle and then some. This Chiefs defense did have problems with Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. He's playing good so far this season, but this is definitely going to be a step up for him in regards to the competition that he is facing tomorrow. You look at quarterback Patrick Mahomes for Kansas City. So far, he has looked the part of an MVP, and he's going to try to put this Ravens defense on its heels all afternoon. I think that the Ravens are going to give the Chiefs a better battle than most people expect, but I do expect Kansas City to pull it out at home by the score of 27-23. Now, in Minneapolis, you're going to have the 1-1 Minnesota Vikings taking on the 1-1 Oakland Raiders. This is Oakland's first road contest of the season, and they come in as an 8.5-point underdog. Now, for the Raiders, they looked good to start their game last week versus Kansas City Chiefs before the wheels just fell off in the second and third quarter. For the Raiders to get it going, they really have to get quarterback Derek Carr established early, and that's going to be tough going up against a very, very tough Vikings defense. I'm not sure if this Raiders defense will be able to slow down Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins. Not that often that you say that, but that is the case, and I'm going to take Minnesota at home in this one by the score of 30-24. Now, in Foxborough, you're going to have the 2-0 New England Patriots hosting the 0-2 New York Jets. New England comes into this game favored heavily over their AFC East rivals as they are favored by 21 points in this one. So far this season, the Patriots have come out like gangbusters, and they are looking to do their thing and not only win this division but get back to the Super Bowl for a fourth consecutive year. Head Patriots head coach Bill Belichick really has his finger on the pulse of this team, and there is simply no let-up. We've seen what they've done so far to the Pittsburgh Steelers and Miami Dolphins this season, and I don't think the Jets will be any different. The Jets are going into this contest with a third-string quarterback, and even if they had their first-string quarterback, it really wouldn't make a difference. I'm going to take New England in a rout by the score of 37-10. Now, in the city of brotherly love, you're going to have the 1-1 Philadelphia Eagles hosting the 1-0-1 Detroit Lions. Now, Detroit was able to get their first win of the season last week in a tough one at home versus the Chargers, while the Eagles are looking to get back on track after suffering a tough defeat at the hands of the Atlanta Falcons. Matchup that you want to watch in this game: will Lions quarterback Matt Stafford be able to navigate this Eagles defense? I think this Eagles defense is really going to pin their ears back and try to come after him all afternoon long in the effort to frustrate him. We know that the Eagles are going to score points, and the bottom line is, will the Lions be able to keep up with them in this one? I don't think so, and I'm going to take Philly at home by the score of 30-20. Now, out in the desert, you're going to have the winless Arizona Cardinals taking on the winless Carolina Panthers. No Cam Newton at quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, as he's been ruled out with a foot injury, and that definitely changes the dynamic for the Panthers going into this contest. So far in his young, early NFL career, Kyler Murray, the Cardinals quarterback, has been as good as advertised. He's given his team a chance to win in each of his first two starts, and I think he gets to the winner's circle in this one. This one's going to take Arizona at home by the score of 31-20. Now, down in Tampa, you're going to have the 1-1 Buccaneers taking on the winless New York Football Giants. And for the Giants, the Daniel Jones era is here, as head coach Pat Shurmur made the decision this week to bench longtime quarterback Eli Manning in favor of the rookie. Manning and Jones have a lot of the same mannerisms, but the problem is that the Giants' problems were bigger than just the quarterback position. We've seen issues at the wide receiver position due to injuries and suspensions, and also this defense has really had a problem stopping people. Josh Allen got healthy versus his Giants defense last week. In week one, it was Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, and I think Jameis Winston is going to look like a different quarterback tomorrow because the Giants' pass rush is simply non-existent. This is going to take Tampa Bay at home by the score of 26-16. Now, in Carson, California, you're going to have the 1-1 Los Angeles Chargers taking on the 1-1 Houston Texans. The Chargers are 1-1. They could very, very easily be 2-0 or 0-2. That's the up-and-down team that we've seen right now from the Chargers. Typically, this has been a team when the expectations are high, they don't live up to them. The expectations were very high coming into the season for the Chargers, I think they believe their press clippings, and they have simply have not been able to get out of their way so far this season. And I look at this Texans team with quarterback Deshaun Watson. They have a mantra that they can beat anywhere, beat anybody, anywhere, any place, anytime. I think that is the case for them tomorrow, and I'm going to take Houston on the road by the score of 30-27. Now, in Santa Clara, you're going to have the 2-0 San Francisco 49ers taking on the winless Pittsburgh Steelers. And a month ago, when this contest was slated for week number 3, you would have thought that it would have been the Steelers coming into this contest undefeated while the 49ers were seeking their first win, but that is not the case right now. No Big Ben at quarterback for the rest of the season for the Steelers, as they will rely on Mason Rudolph. But the Steelers' problem so far this season has been their defense, as they simply have not been able to stop their opponents. And a big part of that, where is their pass rush? Quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo was starting to get his feet back under him after coming back from that knee injury last year for the 49ers. The Niners have flown under the radar so far, and I think they're going to continue to fly under the radar in their home opener, but they get the victory by the score of 23-17. Now in Seattle, you're going to have the 2-0 Seattle Seahawks taking on the 1-1 New Orleans Saints. And this is a very important contest for both of these teams at this early stage of the season. For the Saints, we know that quarterback Drew Brees is going to be out for a few weeks, so New Orleans will have to rely on Teddy Bridgewater. And this is a tough place to get a start when you're talking about going to CenturyLink Field, where the fans there have been notorious with their noise as far as causing false starts on an opposing offense. I look at this Seahawks team right now. They're definitely feeling good about themselves, especially after the big win last week on the road versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. Russell Wilson and this young Seahawks offense continues to evolve on a week-to-week basis, and I don't think the Saints have enough in their arsenal to slow them down. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle at home in this one by the score of 34-24. Now, the Sunday night affair will see the 2-0 Los Angeles Rams traveling to take on the 1-1 Cleveland Browns. And Cleveland was able to get on track and get their first win of the season last week in primetime on Monday night versus the New York Jets. But those are the Jets, and these are the Los Angeles Rams. Cleveland has had offensive line issues so far in this early part of the season, and they're going to have to deal with one of the toughest defenses in the NFL and one of the best defensive coordinators in Wade Phillips, as he will definitely look to confuse the young quarterback, Baker Mayfield. The Browns have been an undisciplined team so far. We saw 18 penalties in their week one loss to the Titans. We saw a slew of penalties last week versus the New York Jets, and if they cannot curtail that, they are going to be in trouble in this contest. The bottom line is, I'm not sure if this Browns defense is going to be able to stop our Rams running back Todd Gurley, and if the Browns let him get going early, it's going to be a very long night. This, I'm going to take Los Angeles on the road in this one by the score of 34-24. And finally, on Monday night in the nation's capital, you're going to have the winless Washington Redskins looking to get on the board with their first win of the season against the 1-1 Chicago Bears. Chicago's 1-1 right now, but they have not played well. So if you're Chicago, you got to try to find a way to open it up on offense, and that has not been the case right now so far this season. The Bears have really been relying on their defense, and I think the defense is going to have to bail them out in this one again as they look to try to confuse Redskins quarterback Case Keenum. It won't be pretty at times for the Bears in this one, but pretty doesn't matter as long as you get your hand raised. And I'm going to take Chicago in this one by the score of 27-17. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 3 in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.